It's time right now here on Prophecy Today Weekend for us to take a look at the book. This week, we have had reports from our broadcast partners with more details behind the current events that seem to be setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. By the way, if you missed any of those reports from our broadcast partners, simply go to prophecytoday.com, that's my web address, and then go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and you'll be able to listen once again or for the first time to all of these reports from these outstanding broadcast partners. They have great details behind the headlines that we are reporting. And do me a favor as well, tell a friend they need to hear these broadcast partners and their reports. They go to the same location, prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. Let me remind you of some of the reports that we've heard on the broadcast today. Ken Timmerman, he talked about North Korea firing their second missile over Japan. And he said also that the North Korean leader was quoted just prior to that missile test as saying that he was going to make America dark. That may well be with an EMP. David Dolan gave us our Middle East news update. He talked about the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, who is on a historic visit to South America. He went into Buenos Aires, Argentina, where he was depicted by the Palestinian protesters as Hitler. That was in Argentina. Remember, that has been in the past the place for the Nazis. And it is a location where the largest attack on Jewish people has taken place in the last 10 years. That was in Argentina when over 80 Jews were killed by a terrorist there in that part of South America. Dr. Rob Congdon had our European Union update. We talked about Russia, who is preparing now to play out a military exercise with Belarus, which is on the border of the Ukraine. The Ukraine very much concerned that Russia might try to invade Ukraine and take more real estate than what they have now, which is Crimea. And then for the next three broadcast partners, Don DeYoung, David James, and Steve Herzig, we talked with them about this so-called prophetic phenomena on September the 23rd. We talked with Don and got the true report on the alignment in the heavenlies. Steve reported that the Jewish feast day of trumpets is not for Christians and the rapture, but instead it is for the Jewish people. And David James looked at the passage there in Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, and was able to help us understand how all of these so-called prophecy teachers on the internet are misinterpreting Scripture. Let me take a moment of your time right now, if you will, and let's look at this prophetic phenomenon that is supposed to happen on September the 23rd. When we talked with Don DeYoung, we found out that in the heavens there are constellations. One of them is named Virgo, the other Leo. There are others as well, but this is a part of astronomy, not astrology, that we're looking at. And it's natural that there would be an alignment of stars, the sun, the moon, and even Jupiter in these constellations. For example, the sun and the moon enter the constellation of Virgo on a monthly basis. The sun, by the way, would block out any capability of seeing Virgo because of the brightness of the sun as it goes into that constellation. I asked Don if this alignment of these planets, stars, sun, and moon had anything to do with Bible prophecy. He made the statement, absolutely nothing. There is no connection between what's happening in the heavenlies in this next week and a half, and in particular on September the 23rd, that has anything to do with Bible prophecy. Now, that's talking about science that is going against what these prophecy teachers are trying to tell us. David James looked at the scripture, and we went to the book of Revelation chapter 12. Notice here that it is referring to the dream that Joseph, one of the sons of Jacob, one of the 12 sons of Israel, and that was recorded in Genesis chapter 37, where Joseph saw the sun, the moon, and 12 stars. It was talking about Israel. And as you look at the passage, the woman who brought forth the man-child is Israel. The child is Jesus Christ. The church has nothing to do at this time in Revelation because the rapture has taken place in chapter 4 and verse 1. False prophets have twisted the scripture, and that is a sign that they are indeed false teachers. Then I talked with Steve Herzig, and we looked at the scenario that is unfolding. Our conversation focused on Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and the Feast of Trumpets. Now, these are Jewish feast days, not for Christians, but for the Jewish people. Leviticus 23, the Lord says, I give these feast days to the Jewish people. The rapture does not happen on the Feast of Trumpets. By the way, what does happen on the Feast of Trumpets in the future would be the second coming of Jesus Christ, Matthew 24, verse 31. We must be consistent as we look at a prophetic scenario unfolding in the Bible, and if you teach contradictory to that scenario, you are a false teacher using a false scenario to try to prove your point. What we've looked at this look at the book is it was a wrong science, a wrong scripture, and a wrong scenario that these false teachers are using on the internet as they talk about the September 23rd prophetic phenomenon. By the way, if you missed any of those reports from our broadcast partners, simply go to prophecytoday.com, that's my web address, and then go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and you'll be able to listen once again or for the first time to all of these reports from these outstanding broadcast partners. They have great details behind the headlines that we are reporting. Tell a friend they need to hear these broadcast partners and their reports. They go to the same location, prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. The rapture is indeed going to take place, and it's the next event on God's calendar of activities, and that is absolute. And that rapture could actually take place even today. And having made that statement, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...